Heita heita Holland, ipiko hama zangu, nyanamgela nonke kuhlelo labasakhulayo, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome, 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 mune chirongwa chenu chewe chidiki, uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, lilami, ndini wenyu, Mike Hove, welcome, welcome, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that is targeted towards tackling anything and everything youth, Zimbabwe omuhle. Today is the 19th of February, 2019, the Tuesday, Muswe Chipiri, Olwe Sivili, Ikamalambi, Zitarangu, Diniwenyu, Mike Hove. Alright, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome, 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 mune chirongwa chenu cheve chidiki, muineni ikamalami ngu Mike Hove. Today on our program, we give focus to the youth of Zimbabwe that live emaphandleni kumaruo in the rural areas. The population of Zimbabwe is at over 16.5 million, and according to Index Mundi, which is an outlet that focuses on broadcasting and tackling anything that is related to populations in Zimbabwe, not just in Zimbabwe, but worldwide, 33% of Zimbabweans live in urban areas, which automatically means, lababa shaimets, you understand, which is 67% of the country automatically lives emaphandleni kumaruwa. This means that at least 11 million people, Zimbabwe omuhle, 11 million people live emaphandleni. But let's break it down a little further. Of that 16.5 million, at least 62%, nabantu abasakhulayo, these are the youth, vanhuvechidiki kuZimbabwe. So, 62% of 16.5, vanhuvechidiki kuZimbabwe. Now, we all, like I just said earlier on, 67% of that 16.5, vanhuvanogara kumaruwa. So, mathematically, once again, that means vanhuvakawanda vechidiki vanogara kumaruwa. Unfortunately, both reports conducted by both Imandi and UNDF, which is the United Nations Development Fund, they don't specify how many youths live emaphandleni and how many youths live in the rural area, I mean, in the urban areas. However, like I said to you, mathematically, this just means ukuthi abantu abaningi vanhuvakawanda vechidiki vanogara kumamisha, seeing as though a vast majority of the country live emaphandleni. Now, according to reports and research papers that have been conducted by experts, some of which, of course, belong to local universities such as the University of Midlands, in Zimbabwe, emaphandleni, a lot of people have difficulties accessing zvinzvakafanana healthcare facilities, zvinzvakafanana mari yekutanga mabusiness, good quality education, and more. Not to forget the important thing that seems to be growing within today's economies, ICT, Information Communication Technologies. With all that in mind, I must say to you all, billionaire and business mogul uStrive Masiwa recently announced ukuthi yena, the Masiwas are looking to set aside $100 million fund, which is targeted towards ama entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe. Abasebenza vanoshanda kumaruwa. But let me just read it for you guys, seeing as though some of you might not believe which, what did it say. Now, the announcement said, and I quote, "My wife and I have decided to set up a special fund of $100 million over 5 years for reimagined rural in Zimbabwe. We have also challenged our friends in the philanthropy community to join us to expand it across Africa." So this fund, of course, is mainly focused towards Zimbabwe, but we are kutaza. He's saying, "Aiwa, Hamad Zangu, Shamwari Zangu, Isus Ananasuma Bizimus, who are making millions and millions and millions of dollars. Let's start the same thing across Africa." Now, let me continue. Uti, the fund which is coming from our personal money, imali yake yaka shanira iye, will be dispersed as loans through Steward Bank, a member of the Econet Group. The money will be support projects from rural entrepreneurs and, of course, entrepreneurs who are willing to focus on rural areas. Then, of course, now for the conditions. Some people might not know. I'm sure some of you are wondering, my conditions, what do I need to do for me to have access to it? 25% must be set aside for an area in Zimbabwe called Matabele Land. Hey, yes, Women must get minimum of 50% of that money. So over 5 years, $100 million, 50% must go to abantu besifazane. Young people must be the focus. Abantu abasakhulayo, vanhu vechidiki, hanzi ndimi focus yacho. Traditional businesses like stores, grinding mills will be excluded. We want to see a new generation of businesses to fulfill my dream of hashtag reimagine rural. Now, point number five, he says, a minimum that will be given to umuntu will be $1,000 and a maximum will be $10,000. Uthi, no collateral is needed. So, eneng, isikhathi esineng, abantu abaningi, they don't understand uthi, nxa usithatha ama business loans, a lot of the time, ibhenki lizakubuza uthi, kanti, what exactly do you own? What do you strive for? Siwa uyasho uthi, of this $100 million that will be set apart for 5 years, no collateral is needed. Uyasho uthi, maximum interest of 5% will be, that will, of course, accumulated over the years as you pay it back. Repayments will go into revolving fund. Revolving. The one that you're paying back will go back in Paratin, you know, to get a community. All entrepreneurs must undergo training before loans. So, you start by training and then no political lobbying for support. Dololo politics. Akayifuni politics. Uthi imali le ngeyabantu abasakhulayo 50% vanhu vechikadzi. Where should strive masiwa. Uthi a special team will be set up to ensure uthi uhlelo lolu goes through. Isikhwama lesi is conducted accordingly. I want to use this initiative to challenge global donors to support mass entrepreneurship in Africa by putting my own money into what I believe. My wife is currently on a major drive to get this concept adopted by other philanthropists so we can push into other African countries. So, Jandali Shiyasutana Ngurapa, Hamadzangu, Dele Uti, Strev Masiwa, Anyatswati, Aiwa, Vakuru, Zimbabwe, Ina Angu Pache, Jangu, Mariangu, Yandugu, Visa, Muhomwe, Mangwa, $100 million. Dagatari siro kutumari icha shanda kumaruwa uko kuzimbabwe. Anza $100 million icha disperse wa over 5 years. Kuti ayo anana business imen. Awanu icha shuma business kumushok. Anzi ndiyo mari ichange ichikubatira. Ina icha nduda unzu wako vwa kwa muri zimbabwe. Nduda unzu wako wa muri hama zangu kuti. Nema wandere yu mari I. Yaka nangare ndo kubatira wanu echidike. Remanzu wa masiwa mstatement. Yawo vanyatso taura hanzi. Aiwa wanu echidike must be the focus. Asine maundere nyo. Dio shaitika ere. Asigati enremberi. Ndanyatso kutanongura yi mtuwa wazo mwushle. Nili mkatsilu uti. Hai. Umnu mzana ustrive masiwa is putting aside $100 million. Uti hai. Abantu abapile abasebenza emaphandleni. Bathola ithuba lokuzithuthukisa. Upinde washo wathi if 50% ye $100 million leyo ezabe ikhishwa over 5 years uthi 50% mayihambe iyothuthukisa abantu abesifazane. Uphinde wathi abantu abasakhulayo should be the focus. Uphinde wathi the minimum ezatholwa ngumuntu is going to be $1,000 kodwa maximum izabe $10,000. Hayi ama bond mthwakazi omuhle, hayi ama bond US dollar, ama Benjamins. So, gelani kuhlelo Zimbabwe phinda imshiro wangwa, tell me, what does this mean? Does this mean ukuthi there is hope for the rural youth in Zimbabwe? Tell me what you think. +1202-465-0318. Ndiyo number yekutufonela kana mshiro uchibata pa WhatsApp. Ngalifuna ungena kuhlelo. Liyakhona njalo ukuthi thinte ecingweni +1202-465-619-2077. You can call me in the studio. Asimsakangano hama zangu lingakoshu njalo uti tributefe nyo rapa masai sayi anoti 909 medium wave frequency sikona njalo ku 4930 pa 6065 uyezwe pa 15460 kilohertz gu radio. Abafisi kubugela gu internet sikona gu www.voazimbabwe.com www.voashona.com tributefe nyo rapa kari pa www.voandemele.com. For our Facebook Fatlantics lingakoshu njalo uti sikona siya sagaza, we are broadcasting on our 3 Facebook pages VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7s konanjalo ku VOA Ndebele. So feel free to write my comments. I'm going to be reading them. Feel free abafisa ungena kuhlelo to write your numbers. We're going to be calling you. Njalo sitshelene umbono wenu mayelana ngodaba olukhona egudwini lamhlanje. Kodwa lingakhohli Zimbabwe omuhle, don't forget to share the program. Kwitrok 2 on itakawanda ukuze sibukele ngobuningi bethu so that we watch the program. In our masses, Zimbabwe omuhle, pina mshirongwa, join our program.
Eita, hola, Jaypico, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. As Kotlani Zulagandaba, Pinan Chirongwa, Vandautaura, and Indipupa Twitter, Nepa Instagram at Big Mike 3, Munukwansa on the Twitter, Papoto Kurukura Tese, Wotas Konanjalo, Twitter, Yurapa, my Facebook page, Eduma Tattoo, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Uye Zepa, VOA Studio 7. Kotozi Papo Mushe, Nikasisile, Nabotsana Ngurauti, Nasi, Ndeipi Nyaya, Chukubata, Muchirongwa. To help me, joining me on our program to help me to tinyatso zenya iripo, ndi Mr. Sibanda. Mr. Sibanda is an expert in youth development. Osebenza ngale eZimbabwe. He's worked alongside several different youth. Abasebenza emaphandleni abakhangela ukuzithuthukisa. Baba Sibanda, siyakwamukela kuhlelo labasakhulayo. Unjani baba?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani nayi?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo baba.
Thank you.
So, Baba, ngizaqala lokubuza. The first question to you, I guess, in tonight's program is, what exactly is the biggest challenge that abantu abasakhulayo are facing, abaphila emaphandleni are facing eZimbabwe?
Yes, I think it's really a common challenge which is almost known by almost all of us. The employment opportunities available for youth are very limited nowadays. Even if they finish college, very few of them are actually absorbed in the employment sector.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them end up like having to be home, whether they are graduates, whether they've completed school, or they've not even completed school. So you have a situation where the person is completed, they have not completed, they are graduate, they are not graduate, but at the end of it all, they are just the same because the opportunities are just not there.
Now, earlier on,
I think that's the main,
like you said, that's the main. Before we get to, because we're still going to get to the employment part, because the employment issue, it's something that's just a youth issue across board, be it rural or urban. But of course, we're going to get to that. You touched on e-education sector. Now, a lot of people don't understand this, and I'm sure it's an issue Africa-wide. But however, I was reading an article that was done by the Herald in 2017, where they were talking about abantu abasakhulayo who have been turned away as eskolo due to poverty, due to inability to pay school fees. So the article itself was saying, nationally, at least 63% of the children have experienced being turned away from school for non-payment or school fees. Upinde wathi wathathisa ukuthi a big portion, of course, they broke it down into different portions within Zimbabwe, saying eManikeland is this many, eMatabeleland is this many, eMasvingo is this many. However, they explained ukuthi in the southern parts, it seems as though that's arguably where one of the highest percentage is, 64%. Is there a specific reason why this big issue is so dominant eMatabeleland?
Yes. Well, the situation in Matabele, in fact, I'm very happy with the local Buzanyo and Babu Masiwa. Maybe it's going to help, especially when he's dedicating a certain percentage of the fund, Yogu Paramisa Bantabaj, in that region in Matabele. But ama issues in Matabele and other manning, one of them really is that. Ama schools or ngokwawo, we have not got to a situation where all our schools are fully equipped to the extent that abantu abatsha can actually get out and compete effectively with their counterparts in other parts of the country. Like in area ya ma sciences, ungezwa obaba bethu abakhangileyo ama politicians bahlezi bekhala. That area really is not really like attended to. completely. So those opportunities are actually lessened by the very idea yokuthi abantu abasha might get out and maybe 90-80% of them bengama arts designed people. That alone reduces the possibility of them ukuthi ba lokhu ze babe sesikolo kuhle. Nokunye kwakhona khonoko. Okwesibili, i-agriculture sector yethu eMathebele and ayi-developed as what is happening throughout the country. As I speak right now, khathesi ngise Harare, I've been marveling as I was driving up coming to Harare from Matabele on Sunday. I-cropping situation ngapha is much, much, much better than what is happening. Ngale there is just drought okokuthi vele kwenza ukuthi abazali bangabi le mali eneleyo ukuthi labo bathengise i-agricultural produce and send abantwana to school ngokunye kwakhona khonoko.
So manje baba uke wayithinta le ndaba I guess we'll just cover it under ICTs, our information technologies, our communication technologies. How important is it ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni understand ukuthi ama ICTs asebenza kanjani, njalo to what extent or how practical is it to implement policies that are lenient towards ICTs in rural areas of Zimbabwe?
Right. Kumele siqale si-address ama challenges which we are facing kuma rural areas amaningi. For instance, the sector of energy is still underdeveloped in rural areas. Because the EICT will have to move with the energy.
Of course. Okay, so you have
to know amagetsi unganenzelela indawo eziningi emakhaya kuba lama-problems amaningi esihlangana lawo eMathebele. Indawo eziningi zingabe sekufikile amagetsi, but i-generation capacity ayibona ukuthi it's lacking. To the extent yokuthi half the time they might not be having power. And as long as the power ingekho, it means people can move an inch and go back 2 inches. Mbona ngani, this is one of the key problems that we need to be trying to address. In our vision thinking, ukuthi part of izimali ezingatholwa ngabantu abasha in that region, they can even be generated mainly towards solar technology.
Yes.
In order to improve its generational capacity for e-power, so that the EICT can work effectively. And at the same time, again, abantu abasha can actually be gainfully employed running with the solar technology. For instance, there is so much of capacity to electrify even our households, something that can be done by abantu abasha, abantu bele mali to pay for those services. Kungancedisa la ukuthi khona babe le income through that. So it's not just solar technology in terms of generating capacity for e-power, but it could be solar energy also in terms of abantu abasha besiba lama livelihoods, getting that out of doing those things.
Now, let's go back, Ngane, and I'm glad Uthi, you're the one who brought it up. Earlier on, I had mentioned, you know, is Kwame Siga Babu Strike Masiwa, the $100 million fund that he's looking to set aside for the next 5 years, and one of the places that he's looking to target is Matabele Land. That is obviously one of the big places that a lot of, especially abantu abasakhulayo, are crying. Just the way things are going on are not favorable towards abantu abasakhulayo. My first question to you is, how positive are you ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo are going to have access to these funds?
I mean, I'm very, very positive. Maybe it's my nature to be an optimist rather than a pessimist. Whatever program comes in, I believe what it requires is just support. Okuswelakalayo lapha, to be honest with you, wobe ukuthi thina njengabazali babantu abasha, we are the first people to make them see ukuthi whatever is coming should be tried out, it might work. Because abantu abasha bona bodwa they quickly create the attitude of these things have been there before, but as bonanga kusebenza. Because the issue of loan there is not new.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when the Minister of Youth yet his paper, amaloni amaningi ebantwini abasha. But abaningi bangkhona babesehluleka ukubhadala for various reasons.
Mm.
But mina ngokubona kwami really, this is something which will definitely work. But this is how it should start. You don't start by giving umuntu iloan without telling them how they should use iloan.
Of course.
Ngoba kunye okwenzakalayo abantu bayakwanisa phela ukuthatha imali wobe. Maybe this is where we would have had problems before. Bayathatha imali. Abantu bengela idea yezinto abafuna ukuzenza. And as a result imali liyana ibisicina ingasasebenzanga. Uma sokumele bayibisele bangasenelisi. So probably what we really need to do mina ngokunanzelela kwami asiqale nini nge skills training for abantu abasha for those areas abale interest kiyo so that when they get these loans these loans are most likely going to be put to good use. Ole interest yokuthi ayenze I electrical engineering focusing on solar energy asimfundise nini ukuqala. Ofuna ukwenza i-building asimfundise nini. Ofuna ukwenza kumbe ama-livestock project asibafundise nini. Market gardening asibafundise nini. Through i-vocational skills first. But uma siqeda lapho, let us tool them. You cannot just maybe say umuntu omutsha has gone to a college to do maybe electrical engineering. And then you don't give him two screwdriver, nothing. This person might have a loan. This loan is all going to be used in buying AMA inputs in order for them to produce. Something we should be using, they should be using this loan. Ukuthi bathini, baqalise ukuthi umuntu angamlanda athi zwana wena mfana kumbe zwana wena ntombazana. Akubuye ungifakele isola engine yami. Abe sesithi zwana, mina ngizafuna ukuthi ungibhadale inkomo. Ngizabuya lento yonke efunakalayo. From battery to panel to wiring to everything. Until akubona ukuthi uyabe seqalise ngono that way.
Ngempela.
Ngoba usengathengisa that inkomo and then ibe imali aqalise ukubisela iloan meanwhile siyaphambili.
And then umbuzo
wami. Now that's how I see it really.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa Baba Sibanda. Umbuzo wami ugcina and then I might have to let you go ngenxa yokuthi kulabanye ama guests that are waiting in line.
Okay.
You know, another problem that abantu abasakhulayo, not just abantu abasakhulayo, but abantu abaphila emaphandleni eZimbabwe face is access to healthcare, access to quality healthcare.
Yes. Yes.
Is that not something that benefits abantu wonke umuntu? Is that not something that's necessary? And of course, is this fund or funds such as Ekambabu Masiwa, is that something that could potentially in turn uplift their standard of living to a point whereby they'll have access to quality healthcare?
And this is very, very, very important. Healthcare services, vele singathi thina especially emazweni abantu abamnyama ngapha kithi, ayiphathwa njengangapho lapho elikhona lina wose. Ngoba lina liqonda ukuba le health insurance, thina kasikwazi lokuthi kuyini khonokho. Thina esikwaziyo i-medical aid futhi oza kuthi uyabhadala kudokotela kuthi ule short form. Kanti-ke, this is an area, ngoba akulasizwe esingadevelopha singaphilanga. So ke this is an area enye adingancedisa ukuthi khona maybe nxa kungatholakala izimali zithuthukise ama health centers that we have kuma communities. Because ama health centers amaningi they lack ama basics civili because akunamali to effectively run them. And there are so problems esingathi thina kumbe engxenye ngekabani. Yisituation esikiyo njengelizwe ukuthi vele imali kayikho kuma-sectors amaningi. And as a result, abantu baba lama-shortcuts amaningi basebenzise le zinto okungamelanga bezisebenzise, which are not even scientifically proven, bezama ukuthi baphile. Kanti-ke if that area could be improved, the Wuzan Matisa, especially Emalin Yonale.
I say, Aguza Gashi Baba Swanda, thank you so much. Mungeda Wushele Little about Sakulayo. I really, really appreciate your input, Lamsa.
Yeah, I see Abonga that.
Have a good night. So, Zimbabwe Muhle, Mavakunzwa Kunava, Junior Sibanda, he's an expert on Nyadzewechidiki. He works with several different youths, uko kumaruwa ku Zimbabwe. Tambowa vunza oneshe, mari, rumda kuiswa na vama siwa, hanzi aiwa, vama siwa vati wanda kuiswa $100 million. Over 5 years, kumaruwa ku Zimbabwe, hanzi one of the areas that it has to be used on, kumateveland, hanzi $100 million ii. Yaka nangana nukumatira wa, vanwechidiki, hanzi $50 million of that $100 million over 5 years. Hanzi vanwechikazi should have access to it. Manzwa, sakatawa vunza wasibanda kuti aiwa nemaonderero enyu, do you think kuti vanwechidiki will have access to mari? But aiwa hongu, he really really believes kuti mari ichabatsira vanhu kumaruwa, especially vanwechidiki nevanhukadzi. Asi ndirikunzwa kuti tine mutereri parunare. We have a caller ecimweni. Caller mlaleli, hello hello and welcome kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Hello mkoma Mike, makasimba here?
Ah, mushe mushe mkoma Donald, zviri kufamba.
Aiwa, zvino zviri kufara.
Manje tasangana kamugango mapinda muchirongwa, ndiudze uko kamaonda wenyu.
Ndinoda kutenda hangu program yatangwa namamasiwa iyi. Ingava chakanaka, chinhu chakanaka chaizvo. Asi dambudziko randinoona muZimbabwe tine nhoroondo yekumisiza mari. Izvo iro tozikamwa izvozvo, chitori hapana kunga zviramba izvo. Nemari zhinji dzimwe dzinoziswa nekuchiko dzomisiuzwa, zoshandiwa mabasa anga asiriwo. Saka ndobva ndofungira kuti kana zvinhu zvikangonzi vamasiwa vakadangotanga programu, vanozoshandisika vachiona mari yavo ichishandiswa mabasa asiriwo.
Saka mune maonero enyu muri kuti wori, corruption ndiyo ichanetsa.
Corruption ndiyo ichanetsa plus mari iyo ichasvika mumaoko evamwe vanhu vasiri vanhu vechidiki.
Asi manzwawo
kaa vanhu vakuru mapoliticians ndo vanenge vakuhijeka mari yavo kuita kuka macampaigns avo zvavo zvine chekuita nyanyanyanyangwa chemari kechava pacharasiwa pasaidi vakuita zvavo ivo.
Vamamboma ndiudzeiwo ka manzwa mustatement yandaverenga vamasiwa vachiti aiwo, one thing is hapana zvepolitics mumari iyi, havasi kuda zvepolitics, hakuna bato, hanzi mari iyi ingaibatsire vanhu zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe. Munhu wese, whether you support MDC, ZANU-PF, NPF, hazvina basa, hanzi mari iyi haina divi rayakarerekera. One. And then secondly, vati aiwa, hanzi pane board inenge iripo inenge ichitarisa kuti mari iyi iri kushandiswa sei. Do you not believe kuti board iyi ichaita basa rayo zvakanaka?
Rega ndikupe mufananidzo mukoma maiki. Tine maorganization mananigarizenda organization vakaita sana Chea, Oxfam, World Vision. Vanhu ivavo vachipinda muvanhu vanenge vachiita sekuti vanongoshanda vakazvimirira, but chinoitika pagiraundi ka hapana NGO kana kuti program ingapindwa ichinzi yabva kune umwe munhu individual ichizouya chi inenge yatoi haijekwa kare nevamwe vanhu makandela kana maMP kana kuti magpa zvezvavana vanhu vakawanda zvaivo vanhu vakawanda ndo vanenge vava kunominata. Saka ndiona nomination process yevana vachasarudzwa vavauka vanenge vava kusarudzwa on party line. Ndizvo zvandoreva. Vamasiwa havagoni kuzotekerera kuenda kwamupini wasotoka kuti vati mari iyo yapuwa Mike here kana kuti Max kana kuti Donald kana kuti zvivo. Vamasiwa vacho vanogona kungoisa mari, but zvefollow up nenge pagiraundi chatiyabva vana chavachachaza chavanoona zvei zvavakuitwa nevanhu vane mukana wazvo munzi zvandoreva. Saka zvanga ndiudza kuti mari iyo inohaijekwa dei vamasiwa programu yavo vanga vaita ine nzvimbo zhinji dzingatobatikana network muzimbabwe. Iva vatowedzera havo kuti maintomation centers vana vachinokwanisa kuti vanenge vapedza sikuro vaivaya vachinotsvaka ruzivo kana kuti online vachiona kuti makariya avangatora ndeapi. Like internet cafe, mapublic internet cafe anenge ari kumaruwawo. Ndo zvandotoona sekuti izve mari izvi ndiri kuna mari ichi haijekwa ichishandiswa basa risiri iro. Vamasiwa muchazovaona vachakachamara munhu nekuti tinoziva history munyika medu kune nhoroondo yekuti tisabvisa mari dzii zvezvakutogwara mapoliticians because vamasiwa vasi vachanominata mabeneficiaries achanominatwa namakanzela kana yangosvika kuvanhu inenge yava anda makanzela anda maMP nevamwe vanhu vakuru yemisangano yakasiyana siyana. Saka ndiri kuona sekuti programu yavo ka yakanaka chaizvo asi painozobvumika handizvo zvavanenge vakataita.
Only
thing ndavangoitachite ICQ ndobhuva tekeshere kumaruva kusingabati network kusina mishini hatigoni kushandisa makombiyuta vana vekumusha ndozvavangade vatofokasa nazvo izvo zvosungira vana vekumusha panyaya yeICQ izvemari plus pandaroziva kuti mari yacho ichashandiswechii ero vakaisa mari nyika yeminhamo kudai mari iyo inoshandisa pakutenga chikafu program chachaye mari iyo haisiyoyandichazoona chatekee zoona sokuti deva masiyo akava anyatokutsvakava mari aizi anonyatsokuvapa mazaro panyaya iyo nokuti handioni sokuti mari ika
ndikuona patori ndikupatori nemuteereri pafacebook ari kutobvumirana nemi hanzi true caller zvamuri kutaura ichokwadi.
Yeah, mari ino haijekwa ndozvandoziva mapolitician ndovezano vakatomirira mari iyoyo.
Aiwa vamambomanda kuzva zvakanaka mukoma.
Mari iyo haina kwaye kudini iri kutokaisinda mamwe dzavanhu vagara vanengootora mari.
Aiwa vamambomba
tingotambura plus maproject anenge achinzitai ekupuwa huku kana kutamba kutengerwa bhora. Izvo ndo vakazvaira zvokunzi kana pakanzi youth empowerment panotengwa bhora kunzi kana kuti masivhi kunzi ita zvegardening handizvo zvinoda mayouth tida ICT ruzivo.
Muda ruzivo.
Muchabati vana vazhinji vanogona kuenda kuyunivhesiti nekuti haazivi kuti kari apedza fomu 6 basi haatombozivi kuti engineering kana kuti anenge asina kana chaanoziva fanika mwana akakurira kuruzevha aanaka seniwo handina tani ichingoziva kuti ticha ndomukariya yandonochuza kuyunivhesiti kwacho ndeipi ndozvinzi vangati vachifokasa nazvo vamasiyiwa zvo izvi mari zvokuti nopa mayuti mari ka umwe munhu haana kana ruzivo kushandisa mari seni
asi vataura vanhu vakati vachakutrainai kuti mari iyi inofanira kushandiswa sei.
Vanhu vanenge vachitraina ava mayouth officers nokunzwisa mukoma maidi ndopanotanga kukaijepa program vanhu vanotraina ndevanani mayouth officers atagara tinawo agara achitoshandira kana vamwe mapato misangano inyi saka ipapo mari inenge yato haijekwa haitombosiki sezvavanofungidzira vamasiwa believe me.
Aiwa vamambomba tagarwa bhamba patori nevamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Thank you mukoma.
Hai zvino kandapa ndiyamuzwa umnumzana uDonald Mamboma akatembe kuti hayi le mali ekamasiwa kutswa it's going to be used towards corruption kutswa i-corruption is what's going to kill imali lena kutswa ngeke isetshenziswe ngendlela eqondileyo the way that it's supposed to be used. Hayi lina lithini ngalokhu wothambe emakhasini yethu kukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele ngibona ngani we're only streaming on two pages lamhla but I'm sure we'll try fix it. UDino Ncube uthi I'm watching you ngiseBotswana Gaborone Tumelang Pratino umsunduzo uthi watching you from OR Tambo uyanga umsunduzo ekhasini lethu ele VOA Studio 7 kulabantu abaningi ababhalayo ama comments abo. Ngibona uCourtney uthi watching you from Cape Town kunjani eKapa bra Courtney zvakamira sei nasi musoro wenyaya I'm sure maakuziya nekuti mabva maisa imwe comment muchine humbava uri muZimbabwe hapana chinobuda apa. Looks like Courtney agrees with what Donald is saying. Uzethi Dube uthi Econet is dumping bond notes to the people at 5% interest rates awaiting the new currency kodwa uhlelwa isikhwama lesi asikaqali umnumzana so how is that possible. Kodwa uMacha uthi I have also seen that the issue of marketing strategies is a great challenge which greatly affects even successful youth projects. I have seen that if a marketing information management systems is introduced it will not only give opportunity as a project but it will rather expand market niches. Uzethi uphinde wathi and the involvement of Econet in the abuse and killing during the shutdown Econet hitting two birds with one stone bona ngana akamthembi. Hi, kodwa wathi sithatha umlaleli ndirikunzothi nomwe mthereri and then we have our second guest so sithatha umlaleli and then we'll move over to our second guest mlaleli mkola kola mthereri you are welcome muchirongwa chedu uhlelo The Connection. Hey, mthereri hello kola hello I ngibona ngani akabamba ucingo so let's move over to our second guest and then if we can get our caller back we will get our caller back. Ecingweni pachirongwa tabatani pindwa vakupinda muchirongwa ndivavumani Ndlovu. Uvumani is part of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. He's another youth who works with abantu abasakhulayo emaphandleni. Vumani ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhutom.
Ngiyabonga baba.
So welcome muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki Vumani, welcome to our youth program. Lamhla kuhlelo, I'm sure you've been paying attention. We're focusing over abantu abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni. Earlier on I've touched on several different facets. One of the facets that I mentioned is isikhwama lesi sikababu Strive Masiwa the founder of Econet, who's saying he's looking to set aside $100 million over 5 years to not just uplift abantu abasakhulayo, but uplift abosomabhizimusi who are looking to invest in rural areas in Zimbabwe. My first question to you, Vumani, seeing as though you're a young person who works with these young people, who what challenges are young people facing abaphila ngale emaphandleni?
Okay, I think from the onset, let me stress out that the rural youth suffer from crushing poverty and then with unemployment, considering the harsh economic environment, the fact that the country is going through rough in terms of the economy. So, abantu bemakhaya sikhangele situation efana la amayouth emakhaya yiwo athwele nzima kakhulu. One, kukhulunywa lapha nge ukwenelisa ku-access ama-loans. We know that the rural youth, especially where we work in Matabeleland, we have no access to those loans. Due to the fact that our loans now are not administered at the local level, where the youth can simply get in and submit their proposals to easily access those loans. So we discover that the centralization of these loans contributes to the great challenges that the rural youth face, especially those that are far from the center. So the center where the funds are administered. So that's one challenge that the rural youth face. We can have several youth empowerment, innovative ideas, but as long as those youth that are supposed to be empowered have no access to those facilities, then it becomes a nullity. You will also note that AMA youth, emakhaya, in terms of skills, awalama skills, job skills that can make them to really compete favorably, for example, with their counterparts. So there is need for skills development. One guest, one of your guests also highlighted that skills development is quite imperative, especially for the rural youth. So we discover that ama skills ayaleka kakhulu kubontana emakhaya. One, you can give them ama loans and give them ama projects, fund them for ama projects, but as long as they have skills to market ama products abo, to market ama projects abawenzayo, ngabe futhi inkukhu, but who will they sell inkukhu zona lezo? So you need to impart ama skills emarketing to them, impart ama skills emsebenzi kibo, in order ukuthi labo benelise to compete namanye ama youth akwezinye indawo. So these are some of the challenges, but the greatest challenge is ukuthi kabala access to ama facilities angabenza beqalise ama projects in their different rural communities. And okunye okumele kwenziwe yiku-decentralize ama youth funds wona lawa. Ubaba uStrive Masiwa might have come up with a very innovative idea enenjongo yoku-empower the rural youth, but we discover ukuthi imali yona leyo izabe administwa eHarare. Uma kuthiwa i-decentralize iyabe administwa koBulawayo, then how do you expect a youth from Tsholotsho to have access to imali ekoBulawayo eHarare? How do you expect a youth from deep in the rural Lupane ukuthi abe le access koBulawayo? Edinga khona ngale bazaba le access njani koBulawayo? So if uStrive enika i-100 million, sipha i-100 million for the empowerment of ama rural youth, I can't say divide ngama province. Then from the provincial level, it is divided by district. eme yiko ukungenza ukuthi even those marginalized ukuthi bebe able to have access to those loans. But it will also not make much sense to simply give ama youth imali to start ama project without first developing their skills. Ngoba uzathi kafika inkukhu engela idea yokuthi inkukhu ifuywa njani. Ithi kaqalise i-chick project engela idea yokuthi ingulube ifuywa njani. Aqalise i-horticulture kakwazi kazilutho ngakho khona lokho. So there is need for skills development. We discover ukuthi ama youth emakhaya kawala access to ama vocational training centers engxenye lapho kufundwa khona i-welding, okufundwa khona i-carpentry, okufundwa khona izinto ze-agriculture. So ukwenzela ukuthi ngazi banike ama-funds yona la benelise ukuthi bawasebenzise productively. I emphasize on skills development.
Wathi sihambe kukhasi lethu evumani ngicela wathi ngicela uhambe kancane ecingweni sihambe kukhasi lethu ngibona kulama comments amaningi angenayo. Thank you so much abantu abaparticipateayo. Please continue participating. Faka nama likes, faka nama hearts. Tell us what you think. Kukhasi lethu LVOA Studio 7 uFaith Katlo uthi Mamboma, you may be right. She went back to lokho okushiwo nguDonald about corruption. UP Chims Ziva uphinde wathi mari irikunzinde yokusha anzinde yokushande vapi vadziva ndambotsana ngura ndikati mari yakanangana nekubatsira vanhu vanoshanda kumaruwa vanana businessmen varikuda kuvhura mabusiness avo vamasiyo vari kuti vari kuisa $100 million per side fund ichatanga ichange ichishanda over the next 5 years yakanangana nekubatsira vanhu vechidiki uyezve vanhukadzi vanoshanda uko kumaruwa. Uzethi Dube uphinde wathi they have started with Ugiza project, a solo financing. Ubona ngani uzethi has some inside information. Uphinde wathi watching from Bay Bridge, uRobert Murima uthi watching from Mpumalanga. Ubona ngani labo abantu abakhona kuhlelo tinotenda zvikuru nekuti tsigira. Kodwa angazi vele ukuthi silo munye umlaleli thina emtheri. Do we have another call ecingweni? Ayi cha. Alright. Wathi siqhubekele phambili sikhuluma lo guest wethu mnumzana uNdlovu. Ndlovini usakhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona ba.
Right. So one of the issues that a lot of people were talking about is they're skeptical ngenxa yokuthi babona ngani this money is going to be, I guess, defeated by one of our biggest issues that we have in Zimbabwe, corruption. Are you, as someone who works in these programs, as khangelela ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo who work in rural areas, confident ukuthi imali lena would actually go to its intended use?
Njengoba ngithile ekuqaleni ukuthi i-corruption ngeke sayibalekela ikhona, especially nxa i-disbursement of ama-funds lawa centralized. Kuza kuthi kusiyafika phansi, iyalokhu ihambe iziwa, ithi siyafika to the intended beneficiaries ingasekho. So kuqakathekile ukuthi kube lama mechanisms that are put in place to cap i-corruption ekumali yona leyo. Yikho ngi-emphasize ekuthini nxa kungadecentralizwa, for example, kube clear ukuthi out of 300 million how much has been allocated, for example, for Imatabeleland North? How much has been allocated for Manikaland? How much has been allocated for Nikiel? That ulula ukumonitor ukusebenza kwemali at local level. What nxa i-allocate for Imatabeleland, he was ukuthi i-administwa at a certain office eseMatabeleland North. It's easier for me to demand accountability ebantwini bona laba. It's easier for our communities and the intended beneficiaries and our youth ukuthi nxa imali, for example, isisuke from i-province ya ku-district bekambe at-district level bebuze ukuthi we have been allocated i-2 million. How has that money been spent? Isebenze njani leyo mali? Ngoba ngaka ama-youth abhenefithileyo from Lupane. But nxa imali yona leyo i-administratwa eHarare, uyakwazi njani ukuthi ubumbani okumele umlande kusiya demanda i-accountability? Uyakwazi njani ukuthi ubumbani okumele umlande usiyabuza ukuthi how many youth have benefited? Uzakhumbula ngikhumbula ukuthi kuke kwaba lesikhathi I can't remember umnyaka mbe kwangabo 2010 lapho uhulumende khona afaka i 10 million for empowerment yama youth through youth fund or kuthiwa i youth fund uzafumana ukuthi logically ku 10 million yangkhona naleyo we expected ukuthi each province be allocated something like a million but I will speak for Matabeleland North. Matabeleland North, research science I showed ukuthi akula ama youth benefitayo from that $1 million. So we begin then to ask ourselves ukuthi yaya ngathi leyo million. Nga abantu abakumele benefit bengabenefitanga, that is corruption, kukhona umuntu wayidlayo and yi-corruption esikhuluma ngayo naleyo. Wathi-ke sokuba ngumsindo sokubuza ukuthi emamiliyoni analangaphi kwaphuma labantu ababengela ama-address abo angelaverifayo ukuthi ngangaphi lowo muntu kwathiwa nguye obenefithileyo. You remember ukuthi kwaphuma labanye abantu abadala abangangaphi example I can't mention the name but kwaphuma laba abantu abadala abasephalamende Omakhosini Shongwane ebabenefita from i-youth fund when he was well above
youthful
age. So these are some of the challenges that we face ekuthini if the funds are centralized there is no way you can run away from this fact yokuthi corruption will take place. So let them decentralize. Head out five Mashiwa asongakhulumende. So we can advise him ukuthi afake ama mechanisms at the community level to make sure ukuthi imali leyo ayitshontshwa. The communities must be educated to demand accountability ukuthi imali yona le isetshenzwe njani, they demand transparency. Those that are given the mandate to administer imali leyo must also be responsible enough to account to the communities, to account to the intended beneficiaries. And okunye futhi okumele sikubalekele narrative yokuthi imali zama-youth kumele zilokhuze zi-administratwe ngabantu abangelama interest kakhulu kuma-youth issues. Mina kani ukuthi mina the youth organizations ezirepresenta ama-youth must be roped in eku-administrateni imali yona le because they no better ama izinto that ezihlupha ama youth they are conversant with ama issues that affect the youth, so there is a dire need for them to be included in the administration of those funds. And secondly, there is also an emphasis should be made to the fact that ama politicians must distance themselves from the administration of those funds. Because there is a tendency of them, they manipulate ama funds now for their political mileage, for political aggrandizement. Uthi umuntu afike ethi yena yimali yakhe, therefore imali yona leyo kumele iphiwe ama youth that are affiliated either to him or the party yakhe. So ama politicians must distance themselves away from imali yona leyo i-administrate ngabantu aba-neutral, ngabantu abaku-development, ngabantu aba-understand the real issues that affect youth.
Ngiyakuzwa Vumani, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni. Msakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle, isikhathi 1:50 lapha kwelebelika 8:50 ngale Zimbabwe sekusele 10 minutes phasana 10 minutes kuthishwe kumagume eChirongwa. Muchirongwa nasi tina Vumani Ndlovu, he is a part of an organization yona elenjongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abatsha abaphila emaphandleni, vanhu vechidukwa vanogara kumaruwa. Organization ya Vumani ndiyo ntoshanda nemi nguva patatoshika kumaguma echirongwa asibone kuti abantu vatsini vanhu vari kuti chii kuma page edu ukatiletwe le VOA ndevene kuna Ronald MP Dumisani. Ronald is very active. Ronald siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo, thank you so much, we really appreciate it. Uronald yena uthi most of the youth will fail to draw business plans. I'm saying this ngoba nje sixoxa ngakho manje mina bengibhali Facebook bengibali Facebook page ka Strive nginandelela ukuthi akukho abantu besindebeleni abaxoxisana lo Strive ngemali le, kodwa ngibona abantu abase Nigeria, Malawi, Tanzania, Botswana, Zambia. Uphinde wathi these funds kuthiwe zisebenzisana le program ye Rural Entrepreneurship Centers eyizabe inika ugesu ebantwini abaku radius ye 5 kilometers. I understand kuyinto enhle lokho. So it looks like uRonald yena he agrees with what Strive was doing, and uyamkhuthaza, he's saying go on bra Strive. Thank you so much bra Ronald. Let's go back to my guest, and then as usual Zimbabwe Muhle, we end our program with some good tunes. Kodwa ugesu wethu first, bra Vumani usakhona ecingweni? Right. It says figure mapetoland go hello. One of the issues that Abantu seem to be talking about Ekasin Le too is they're saying Uwuti, and Ronald has a very valid point, Lapa Uwuti, yena ubona ngani abantu abasindebeleni are not engaging this program. How do you inspire or uyabakhuthaza kanjani abantu abasindebeleni ukuthi bona they realize ukuthi uhlelo lolu is actually tailor made for abantu abasindebeleni? One of the things uStrive Masiwa highlights is a development in Matabeleland.
Okay, kuqakathekile sibili ukuthi abantu bangadeli baphatheke kunhlelo lezi, but asibe ni realistic enough and accept the reality yokuthi the reason why abantu especially from Matabeleland bengani kabala interest kakhulu entweni lezi is because of the experience of the experiences that they have gone through. Ukuthi ngaze bebhale ama proposals batshela ukuthi ama proposals aba not bankable, are not funded. So sebebhelile abantu. Njoba ngikhulumile ngendaba ye-youth fund, asikhangele ukuthi bangaki abantu ababenefitayo. Uhulumende wayefake $10 million, but bangaki ama-youth from Matabeleland that benefited from that money. So sebebone ngani yinto nje yokudlala, but angeke salahla ithemba, angeke salahla imbeleko ngokufelwa. What I can say is to ask them to write those proposals ukwenzela ukuthi nxa kukhononwa, nxa kuthengiswa ukuthi ekudisbeseni amafanzi lawa kule kube le nketha betali, then abantu besebenzise an evidence based advocacy ukuthi we did write ama-proposals. Kodwa kasiphiwanga lutho. Kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi sikuzwisise ukuthi kungani sehlela emuva abantu bemathebeleleni. It is because of the experiences that they've gone through. Sebebhalile kakhulu bengatholi lutho. Now we hope ukuthi uStrive uli walk the talk. Naye futhi yena uzaqakathekisa kakhulu i-rural Matabeleland. We want to see that practicalized, isebenzeka esenza khonokho akuthembisileyo, hayikhona ukuthi kube on paper simply to please abantu bamathebeleleni.
Alright, Vumani.
My emphasis is that let's start to have an equitable distribution of those funds per province. Ama-youth Matabeleland kawabhala ama-proposals, kawaxhumane lo Strive ekhasini lakhe langezincwadi, lungise kuqalise ukuthi bebhale ama-proposals for ama-projects abakhandelele.
My last question to you before we have to let you go, njengoba sesifike emaphethelweni kohlelo, is there hope for abantu abasakhulayo who live emaphandleni eZimbabwe?
Ngomnotho welizwe njengoba siwubona umemanzonzo kangaka, ungatshengisi ukuthi ilizwe lile capacity in the next few years to economically develop. kungani i-hope iya ifiphala, but if ungaba the political will to develop and the collective action to develop i-economy yeZimbabwe, kuvula ama-industries, abantwana besebenze, i-hope ingaba khona. Izizwe kalifanga kakhulu, has the natural resources to develop this country. Only what is needed is the political will and the good will towards economic development yelizwe, future yabantwana yamayuthi ikhangelisiswe kuhle. Abantu bengabi selfish ukuthi begcwalise ezabo izikhwama kuphela, bengakhangeli i-sustainability ye-economy to cater for the future generations yamayuthi akhona kathesa.
Hi Vumani, thank you so much. Ngokungena kuhlelo lethu lapha sakhulayo mnumzana, we really really appreciate your input tonight on tonight's program.
Ngiyabonga lami kakhulu, thank you very much.
Well, Zimbabwe Omuhle, you just heard from umnumzana uVumani Ndlovu of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. Siphinde sazwa njalo from umnumzana uJunior Sibanda, who is an expert on youth issues ngale kobulawayo okwamanje ushilo wathi useHarare. Hayi Zimbabwe Omuhle, lilalithini ngontaba olusegudwini thuzeyo maondronyu pamsoro penya yathi nayo umchirongwa nasi phindayo umchirongwa enindini wenyu Mike Hobe.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hobe. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
Imali yekolo, ingoma yakho. DJ Skyver, thank you so much DJ Skyver for letting us use ingoma yakho. Isikhathi 157 lapha eWashington DC. Uko Zimbabwe pasara 3 minutes muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki. But as usual Zimbabwe Omuhle, we end our program with some groovy tunes. Lamhlanje kuhlelo we give our platform to Kelvin. Kelvin yena, he's the genius behind the songs such as Banjalo Abantu. That song was a hoax. Ngale kobulawayo Skupani, which featured South African sensation, South African superstar uCasper Nyovest and more. Kelvin is looking to headline his show mhlaka 2 March. So Zimbabwe Omuhle, if you're looking to check out his tickets, follow him on social media at @IamKelvin. Make sure you tune out. But singakahambi kude, before we go far, ingoma eka Kelvin uthi Banjalo Abantu. Producer Azish. Nangu Kelvin uthi banjalo abantu. Hi, Mthwakazi Omuhle isikhathi 2. Zimbabwe Omuhle, make sure you check out uKelvin. Njalo lingalandela ku Twitter. Those that follow me on Twitter, make sure you follow me because I have a little special something for you. Abantu abayi 15 might be lucky enough to go to his concert. Just follow me on Twitter at BigMike3. B BIGMYKE3 and we'll figure it out. Zimbabwe Muhle tashuka kuma gume chirongwa. Thank you so much nokupinda mchirongwa. But before sipeta uhlelo asibone ukuthi abantu bathini makhasini ethu, our last comment of course goes to umnumzana Alice Masikito uthi we need transparency. Lapho he's talking about corruption. Uzethu uphinde wathi we can't fund the youth under the corruption we have. Build industries that are community based and employ youth as shareholders of those industries. Zimbabwe Muhle, hi, thank you so much for ngena ukuhlelo. Good night.